The holidays often mean Christmas hams, mulled wine, latkes. But here in the Mountain West, our food sometimes comes from the forest and not the grocery store. Reporter Nate Hedgie tagged along with one hunter in southwest Montana to try a gamey twist on some traditional holiday food.
Wisdom, Montana is one of the coldest places in the lower 48. But that doesn't stop hunter Tom Healy from cooking today's dish outside. He leans over to light a camp stove.
That does good. It doesn't work so well when it's 15 below. The sparker for some reason just doesn't get the job done. But we're up to a balmy, what, 9 degrees?
As you can probably guess, Healy loves the cold, and this is perfect cooking weather for him. With the flame roaring, we get started making halupkis. It's an Eastern European stuffed cabbage roll, but Healy's version has a decidedly more local flair.
We've got the elk from right here in the Big Hole Valley. We've got pickles, homemade pickles that we grew. In addition to, there's pickled...
Healy loves using food he and his wife either killed, grew, or foraged themselves. These cabbage rolls are stuffed with it. He shot the elk earlier this year, picked wild onions near the river near his house. He even harvested the recipe's wild rice by hand back east in Minnesota. He pulls out a dry bag of it.
It smells amazing. It smells like tea almost, you know?
Yeah. It's a really nice earthy tea-like and black tea-like smell to it.
This wild rice will form the bed for his halupkis. Healy pours some into a Dutch oven, adds some water, and places it onto the camp stove outside. Pretty soon, the rice is boiling. Meanwhile, Healy is chopping up peppers, onions, homemade pickles. He throws them all into a cast iron pan along with some wild onion-infused butter and a pound of ground elk. The meat sizzles and steams. The elk looks a lot like ground beef. It's got a deep red color, but unlike beef, it's extremely lean.
There's, you know, not a single lick or nick of fat or any other stuff in this particular pound of meat I just put in there.
But that doesn't mean the meat won't taste good. In fact, Healy is a master at taking lean, gamey cuts of meat and making them tender and delicious. Case in point, just look at the 3 thick elk steaks cooking inside a hot smoker on his porch. He opens the smoker's door.
This is a piece off the hind quarter, and then these two...
Healy's goal is to make Canadian bacon out of these elk steaks. They were brined for a week in salt and maple sugar. He takes one inside and slices off a couple of pieces.
You can be the first.
Wow, that's a nice thin slice. It's so tender.
Healy says the secret is brining it in a special pink salt.
It doesn't just help preserve, but it also gives it that hammy type texture.
And it tastes like ham with a maple syrup, right? Because you got maple syrup in there.
Maple syrup,
that little
garlic,
sweet.
Bay leaves, black peppers.
As I'm eating this delicious elk Canadian bacon, Healy remembers that the halupki is almost ready. He goes outside and adds some finishing touches. Sour cream, a sauce made from sun-dried tomatoes, and a healthy amount of Chinese five spice.
Yeah, it's just a nice combination of things you might not otherwise mix. You know, fennel and... Fennel, anise, clove, cinnamon, and black pepper. Yeah.
Healy rolls the wild rice and elk into some cabbage leaves. He lets it blanch for a while, and then we crack open a beer and dig in.
Cheers. Well, cheers, yeah.
Absolutely.
There are so many flavors in that. Wow, because you can really taste the sun-dried tomatoes, plus the elk, the five spice.
The five spice, and I like the sour of this sour cream. And with the five spice and the pickles and the five spice. And
yeah,
it's a nice combo.
That's great. That is really good.
It's a recipe and a meal I won't soon forget. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Wisdom, Montana.